KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Tundra, designed to combine performance and comfort with a 12,000-pound towing capacity and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, March 14th. SDG&E and the group advocating for a municipal utility system are arguing over the value of the city's electrical grid. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved the construction of 150 new sleeping cabins in Spring Valley and creating an RV parking site near Lakeside to help homeless people get off the streets. The sleeping cabins will be located on Hamishaw Road near the 125 freeway, and the RV parking site will be located at the intersection of Willow Road and Ashwood Street. Supervisors approved spending more than $23 million for both projects, which get their funding from the American Rescue Plan Act. The supervisors also accepted $10 million in state funding to help pay for the sleeping cabins. Construction is scheduled to begin next year. The county is asking San Diegans to help identify ways to improve its disaster management through a survey and a webinar happening today. The feedback will be used to create recommendations to help the community before, during, and after a disaster. The webinar will be held through Zoom at 5:30 this evening. To register for it or to fill out the survey, check engage.sandiegocounty.gov under the Regional Disaster Management section to find the details. The last day to fill out the survey is Sunday. Once the feedback is collected, it will be sent to the Board of Supervisors. The SDSU men's basketball team is opening the 2024 Mountain West Men's Basketball Tournament this afternoon. They will be taking on UNLV in the quarterfinal. The game starts at 2:30 p.m. and you can watch it on CBS Sports Network. The winner of today's game will advance to the semifinal tomorrow against whoever wins the game between Utah and Fresno State. The championship game is on Saturday. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
SDG&E and the group advocating for a municipal utility system are sparring over the value of the city's electrical grid. Environment reporter Eric Anderson says system's value is important if the property changes hands.
The investor-owned utility says the value estimated by their paid consultant is significantly higher than previous estimates. A utility-funded review puts the value at between $7.4 and $9.3 billion. SDG&E Scott Kreider says lost revenue over that time could push the cost closer to $11 billion.
When you look at the actual cost of the assets themselves, the wires and the meters and the poles that we have today, you have that is a value that they would have to purchase.
Municipal power advocate Bill Power says the utility consultant is overestimating the value of the distribution system. The city's consultant's estimates put the value between $1.7 and $4.3 billion. Eric Anderson, KPBS News.
Reporter Eric Anderson also brings us this story about the California State Parks Foundation warning that climate change is putting state parks at risk. He says the group wants the state to invest in parks for the future.
What we're looking at is one of the former very dense groves of Torrey pine tree, probably the densest in the reserve.
Local parks official Darren Smith says the Torrey Pine State Reserve is already feeling the effects of climate change. He points to a now-dead Torrey Pine tree grove that was ravaged by a bark beetle infestation after the conifers were weakened by years of drought and hot temperatures. The California State Parks Foundation's Rachel Norton says Torrey Pines is one of nearly 300 state parks that need help becoming more resilient.
They, I think, represent what we love about California, from redwoods to beaches to deserts to mountains. And as such, they're just really important places.
The study calls for regular funding to help turn state parks into climate resilience centers. Eric Anderson, KPBS News.
Sepsis is a disease that's quite deadly and still somewhat of a mystery. At UCSD, doctors and medtech engineers are trying to crack the code with new diagnostic techniques in artificial intelligence. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge has the story.
Steve Israel was a healthy man in his early 40s when one day he noticed symptoms that made him think he had the flu. Then he started having trouble breathing and went to an urgent care clinic. He was then sent to the local hospital in Temecula. As things got worse, he was medevaced to the UC San Diego Medical Center. He says just before that, his wife had an ominous talk at Temecula Valley Hospital.
Medical folks there told my wife, make sure that you say goodbye before he gets on the helicopter. So the way she interpreted that was, we don't know if he's going to be alive when you get down to San Diego and when the helicopter gets there.
Israel had gotten sepsis. He says his lungs soon collapsed and his kidneys and gallbladder also failed. The thing that saved his life at UCSD was a machine that oxygenates the blood when your lungs no longer work. One man who played a crucial part of Steve's story was Gabriel Wardy. He was the ER doctor who ordered the helicopter flight to UCSD, where Wardy is now director of the school's hospital sepsis program. He says with sepsis, speed of diagnosis is a matter of life or death.
Because the earlier that we catch sepsis and the earlier that we start some of the life-saving therapies, the better that people do. And that way we're able to start the therapies like IV antibiotics.
Put simply, sepsis is an infection and a physical reaction to it that gets out of control. It is often bacterial, but it can also be viral or caused by a fungus. Wardy says every year in the U.S., 1.7 million get it and 270,000 die from it. The groups of people most at risk are infants, the elderly, and people with weak immune systems. At UCSD, Wardy and his colleagues have created an AI system in use at UCSD emergency departments to spot people at high risk of sepsis.
As soon as someone checks into our triage system, our machine learning model starts to ingest data from them. What does that mean? It means their vital signs, their comorbidities, the medications that they take at home, and it starts to generate a risk score.
If the risk score is high enough, the system sends out an alert to the emergency room staff. But even if you identify a patient who's likely to get sepsis, you still can't be sure what's causing it. And that's where another new diagnostic tool comes in. It melts DNA to figure out if the sepsis pathogen is bacterial, viral, or fungal. A blood sample is taken from the person, it's placed under a microscope, and heat is applied to it. Stephanie Fraley is a bioengineer, also at UCSD, who has created a new technology she calls MeltRead. Speaking in her lab, she entwines two of her fingers to mimic a double helix and says when a DNA sample melts, that twisty double helix actually unravels. The amount of heat that's required and the way the DNA unravels identifies the pathogen that caused the infection.
We get a signature from that. We call it a melt signature. And that maps to sequences of pathogens that we already have melted and know what they look like.
She says using MeltRead instead of waiting for a blood culture saves a lot of time, taking hours, not days. Again, with sepsis, time is of the essence. For all the research and all the efforts to diagnose sepsis, Steve Israel still has no idea how he got it 7 years ago. When he reflects on his experience, he thinks of the good fortune he had, having a medical team that knew about sepsis and took his condition seriously, like the physician's assistant at urgent care who called for an ambulance to send him to the hospital.
That person could have sent me home and said, here's some medication, here's a breathing treatment. I think if that would have happened, I probably would have died in my living room at home a couple hours later.
But now he's a sepsis survivor living in Temecula with his wife and three kids. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
Dozens of San Diego high school students can see a little bit better today thanks to free eye exams and a new pair of glasses. Education reporter MG Perez says the eye clinic came to them on campus.
15-year-old Mariah Jordan has never had an eye exam.
I thought I only had one bad eye, but I guess I have two.
Mariah is a junior at 37 ECB Community School in City Heights. She and many of her classmates are getting free eye exams and a new pair of glasses. The San Diego County Office of Education partnered with VSP Vision Eyes of Hope, a nonprofit eye health company providing services to students with families who don't have vision insurance. In many cases, they get the exam, a prescription for lenses, and new eyeglasses by the end of the school day. Toriana Trepet is coordinator of the VSP Mobile Eye Clinic.
They're just going through life. They think that's how life is. When they're able to put their glasses on at the end of the day, their eyes open up and they're like, this is what the world is supposed to look like. Trees have leaves.
And students are left with plenty of smiles, too. MG Perez, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Thursday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, a celebration of SoCal culture. Tickets at delmar.wine.